A change in weather is expected to occur across portions of the Plains and Western Corn Belt as we move out through this next week, but the eastern parts of the Midwest may continue to see showers and thunderstorms periodically. The general trend is just being adjusted as a ridge of high pressure begins to build into portions of the Plains over the next few days. That ridge of high pressure will allow for, first, a few thunderstorms to precede it. Those thunderstorms will likely occur initially from Kansas into Missouri and parts of southern Illinois. That will occur today, and the precipitation will start to lift to the north after that, and we'll end up seeing rainfall tomorrow occurring mostly from parts of Nebraska into Iowa and central parts of Illinois, as well as points further to the east as we get into the latter part of the day tomorrow and into tomorrow night. The frontal boundary that's responsible for this precipitation over these next 2 days will lift to the northeast as we go from Saturday into Sunday. That will allow for thunderstorms to impact parts of the Great Lakes region as well as Indiana and Ohio as time moves forward. Some strong thunderstorms will be possible in any one of these next 3 or 4 days, but we do not expect widespread general soakings like those of a couple of weeks ago. But we will expect to see a few areas though pick up on some locally strong thunderstorm activity. In fact, those areas may see some hail and damaging wind briefly, along with some very heavy rainfall, but much of it will be localized. As we move into the first part of next week, the ridge of high pressure will be in place across the plains and somewhat of the western corn belt. That should minimize some of the rainfall for a while across the west central and southwestern portions of the corn belt and allow for temperatures to heat up. We'll see a lot of 90 degree temperatures impacting areas from Kansas and Missouri to South Dakota, and we'll see temperatures further to the east holding mostly in the 80s into the lower 90s perhaps. The potential for rainfall next week will be greatest over the top of the ridge and down the front side of it. That ridge axis will run mostly from Texas to Saskatchewan, and we'll expect the thunderstorms to occur most often from parts of Minnesota, Wisconsin into Michigan, portions of Indiana and Ohio. The thunderstorms could be locally intense once again, but we will see the frequency relatively high in those areas, so some locations may continue to be too wet in parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Michigan in particular. Well, the ridge of high pressure is probably going to be a feature we'll see a lot of during the balance of the summer season, and we'll see it come and go, but it'll be there present in the plains most often. There's a lot of concern about the presence of the ridge, as is always the case from a market perspective, but most likely we're going to see favorable conditions continuing to prevail across a big part of the Corn Belt for a while. Some timely rain will be necessary in the upper Midwest and portions of the western Corn Belt in general, just simply because of the fact that it's going to be warmer and faster drying rates will take place. But the bulk of the eastern and lower parts of the Midwest will likely experience some improvement with the warmer temperatures coming up. Better drying conditions should occur between rain events, and we should see a little less frequency in the rain, with the exception, again, of some areas in Indiana, Ohio, and Michigan, which may continue to struggle for a while. The region will need some more significant drying in order to improve crops as best as possible. Well, the temperature forecast is warmer. We'll look for high temperatures today, though still a little bit on the cool side. A lot of 70s occurring across the Midwest, a few lower 80s in the northwest, a few upper 60s maybe around Lake Michigan. We'll look for the temperatures tomorrow running in the 80s with a few upper 70s in the east, and then 80s and 90s will become common across the region for Saturday all the way through the first part of next week. Some temperatures even hotter in the plains will be possible from Kansas and western Oklahoma into South Dakota. Some of those areas may reach 100 degrees. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.